It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With two of the nine justices dissenting, the U.S. Supreme Court has made an emergency Saturday morning ruling stopping the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, pending further court action. ABC's Selena Wang.
The ACLU saying they're relieved and that these men were in imminent danger of spending their lives in a horrific foreign prison without ever having had the chance to go to court.
The Supreme Court dissenters are Alito and Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance and his family got a tour of the Vatican, but Italian media describe it as very cordial, his meeting with the Pope's second-in-command, discussing migrants, prisoners, and wars. Easter weekend may be anything but peaceful for 30 million Americans in the central U.S. that are right in the zone of some pretty serious storms. Nighttime storms could hit, including tornadoes, flooding, and damaging hail. You're listening to ABC News. Former President Clinton will deliver this morning's keynote at the site of a domestic terror attack 30 years ago today on the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City.
Archival video drives home the horror of April 19, 1995.
The ceiling went in and all the windows came in, and it was a deafening roar.
And the struggle to recover in the following days.
This terrible sin took the lives of our American family.
Then President Bill Clinton spoke at a memorial for the 168 people who died only a few days earlier. He returns to Oklahoma City today to keynote the 30th anniversary remembrance. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The House has voted to change voting laws, sending to the Senate a requirement that American citizens show a birth certificate, passport, or other document proving their citizenship when they register.
About 8 in 10 women who get married change their names. Very frequently, their current information, their voter records, don't match their birth certificate.
Michael Waldman, NYU Law. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Dive into a world of relaxation and serenity with Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin. Take a moment to explore their collection from artisan pipes to fragrant incense, each item curated to elevate your senses. Immerse yourself in the smooth satisfaction of their disposable nicotine cartridges that last over 15,000 puffs. On sale now for $18.99. They'll even elevate your experience by ordering special request items from their trusted wholesalers. So unwind, relax, and indulge at Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new study shows extreme weather disproportionately affects small farms, and Wisconsin has thousands. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Researchers at the University of Illinois studied milk production records from 9 Midwest dairy farms. Considering both temperature and humidity when measuring extreme heat, they found farms lose about 1% of milk yield annually because of heat stress, while smaller farms lose closer to 2%. Study co-author Marin Skidmore says when cows are in extreme heat, it can cause increased restlessness and risk of infection and decreased appetite, which reduces milk yield and impacts bottom lines.
To some extent, it's only 1.6%, but if you're really making every dollar from your paycheck count because you're living in a time with high costs, then 1.6% of your paycheck being gone in a given year is meaningful.
The study predicts extreme heat days to be more frequent in years to come and milk yield losses to increase about 30% in the next 25 years. The Midwest tends to have smaller dairy farms compared with other states, with herds ranging from 100 to 200 cows. Researchers say being able to track and compare daily milk yields across a large region with similar climates has never been done before. Skidmore says their findings suggest that larger herds seem to have some level of protection to extreme heat compared with smaller farms, which start to see impacts of heat stress at lower thresholds. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, partly sunny, highs near 56. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Slight chance of a shower on Sunday with a high near 52. It'll be a bit breezy. Showers and storms Sunday night, a low around 41. Rain and 50 for Monday. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm your host, Lisa Hale. The spotlight will be shining on Northeast Wisconsin this week. Of course, the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay, but many of us are celebrating Easter weekend, and it's Earth Day on Tuesday. So we're focusing some of this issue on the unique connections we're finding, like this one. Did you know Earth Day originated in Wisconsin? Learn why it's important coming up. We're also taking a look at the efforts by the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance to clean up our area waterways. It's our cover story, and they have an event coming up right before the NFL draft. Do you try to recycle? Well, our Amanda Nimmer has an entire rant on how we could all do just a little bit better. Pete Schwabe has his classic cinema pick of the week. You'll hear the music of Nettle Hill. The sibling duo is our Wisconsin act to watch, and you'll hear why when they're in our artist spotlight. We also have stories for you on rebuilding the shipbuilding industry in Wisconsin and the United States. And as we may have mentioned, the NFL draft is just a few days away. So we have a special correspondent ready to run down the field to tell you what you need to know and how to get around. Let's start with the green and gold. Your Packers are an impressive energy-efficient team between the upgrades in boilers, chillers, and lights around all the facilities, but you may be surprised by the effort to throw the ball even further during the NFL draft and in support of Earth Day. Terry Barr opens up this edition of New Wisco Weekend.
It's about time to kick off the NFL draft in Green Bay. So many events are going to be happening, and we're going to keep you updated all during the week. There's one in particular that caught my eye, and this ties into Earth Day and then also the draft. Joining me to talk about this is Michael Bergman, and Michael is the City of Green Bay Communications Director. Michael, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Terry. I appreciate the opportunity.
How in the world do you put football and Earth Day together? What do they have to do with each other?
Well, you know, Green Bay, we will find a way to squish football into anything. It was kind of a no-brainer for us. We have the Conservation Corps who works out of Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. They do a spring cleanup every year, but timing it out along with the draft, we're going to have a lot of extra people in town. Let's make sure all of the city's amenities look the best that they possibly can. What we're going to be doing out at Bay Beach, planting trees, putting new mulch down, ripping up garlic mustard, cutting down phragmites, and then just general park cleanup. So far, we've had a wonderful outpouring of people. University groups are stepping up, different school groups, elementary school kids. We're actually, it's lovely to have this, but we had to cap attendance. There's only so much work to be done and so much room for everybody. But we're still about 50 shy of that. So if people are interested, it's still open.
And how would people, if they are interested, because it seems if it has something to do with the draft, people want to help. What do do they need to do to try to be part of this event? And the cleanup is obviously what it's all about.
We do have a sign up that we're working on. So anyone who wants to find that can go to greenbaywi.gov. We feel very confident that it's going to be a great event.
You are going to be positioned at Bay Beach, or are you going to be cleaning up all around the city just to make it look really great for the draft?
I'll tell you what. So this event on Tuesday, the 22nd, is happening exclusively within the Wildlife Sanctuary. But oh my goodness, if you go to Facebook and you search Earth Day Green Bay, there are cleanup events all around town. Everybody is really doing their best to shine Green Bay, and we want to be able to showcase it. We're going to have more people in this city than we ever have.
What is the estimate of the number of people that could come through Green Bay in the next week?
So we are hearing anywhere from 200,000 to 240,000.
Now, and remind me again, what's the population?
We're just over 100,000. So yeah, it's we're going to be bulging at the seams. But oh, you know what? From the draft footprint to downtown, there are so many events that people will be able to spread out and enjoy the city.
I've been talking with Michael Bergman, and Michael is with the City of Green Bay as the Communications Director. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Terry. Good to talk to you.
Terry tells me the team is also increasing recycling bins, biodegradable foodware, and more during the draft and beyond. Speaking of the NFL draft, here's Conrad Krieger with a look at what's going to happen in downtown Green Bay this week.
In case you haven't heard, the 2025 NFL Draft is heading to New Wisco. This three-day event is happening right in your backyard, and you won't want to miss it. You don't know the next time a big event like this will happen in Green Bay. Let's make a plan to have the best time possible at the draft. This event takes place Thursday, April 24th to Saturday, April 26th. Aaron Popke, the Green Bay Packers Director of Public Affairs, shares more.
Thursday, Friday opens at noon. Saturday open at 9. Actually, on Saturday, some more of the information has been announced. But Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we're going to do, leaning into the unique traditions of Green Bay and the Packers, the bike kids. And there's some things going on around it, but Saturday morning, we're going to do a bike parade through the draft campus. And the campus stretches, as you said, the theater's on Oneida Street on the east side, the parking lot. But across the north end of Lambeau Field, over to the west side parking lot, then to Titletown is the draft experience.
Right.
And Lambeau Field's going to be part of the campus. So I think for people that are going to come and just walk around and soak up the energy. You can watch the draft in the theater, you know, straight on that huge structure. But then you go into Lambeau Field and you can sit inside Lambeau, sit in the bowl, watch the draft on the screens. And then you can wander over and into the draft experience on the west side over into Titletown. There's going to be big screens up everywhere, food, beverage, activities, autographs, all sorts of stuff for the kids and adults, these galleries that are going to be set up. But stay tuned for details on that. But also during the days of the draft, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's going to be activities inside Lambeau. You can watch the draft.
Right.
But there's also going to be other activities that you can participate in inside Lambeau. So stay tuned for that on OnePass, where you need to download that. It's got all the info you're going to need.
The NFL OnePass app, available on the App Store and the Google Play Store, gives you free access to the draft. Make sure you register and have the QR code ready when you get to the event. Once you get in there, there's a lot to be explored. The draft experience for the fans is one to be excited for. This event allows fans of all teams to participate and enjoy games, interactive exhibits, player appearances, and youth-focused activities. This is an event for all ages and fans to test their football skills. Touchdown Downtown has a lot of events for the kickoff. Field Fest at City Stadium, Wednesday, April 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is a free event, is an event for kids to show off their skills and have a good time. Then later in the day, Draft City Music Fest kicks off at 4 p.m. at Leisch Park. Transit is a big concern for those 3 days. Aaron Popke shares how to get around the Green Bay area.
Got updated maps that just got posted last night and this morning. Discover Green Bay has some good maps. Packers.com. The One Pass certainly has information that gets you those maps. Plan your day a little bit and get on over there. It's going to be so fun. Download the app. If you're an app person, it's all right there. But if you like to go online on your desktop or your laptop ahead of time, you can do that through NFL.com, the draft information there, and Discover Green Bay's webpage, greenbay.com. It's all right there. So you just need to do a little homework and then make your way over there. There's plenty of parking nearby. Green Bay, Patty Kiewicz, Green Bay Metro, they've got a shuttle set up from downtown here. If you don't want to drive over there, just park downtown, take the bus,
right.
And Patty's team right. will get you over there, drop you off. Ride share is going to be a big part of it. So if you like Uber, Lyft, and taxis, there's going to be a really smooth way to get over there that way. The parking in the neighborhoods, the game day tradition. It's not unlike a game day.
The NFL Draft is going to be an event you won't want to miss. Make sure you get out April 24th through the 26th for a once-in-a-lifetime event. For more information on draft details and events, get the OnePass app or go to downtowngreenbay.com. For Nowisco Weekend Sports, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin. But there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he's set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him.
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. For Nowisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
This week on WGBW and WISS, Terry Barr and myself will keep you up to date on some of the events happening each day with the NFL Draft in Green Bay. You can also find those reports and information on our websites, WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Look for the 2025 Draft Update. Other things you'll find on our website, Remembering Vietnam, remembering the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, as told by John Mino from his book, 50 Strong. It's brought to you by The Dispensary. Also on our websites, you can click on our Nowisco 411. That's your community calendar telling you everything going on in Northeast Wisconsin. Brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. This is Nowisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line. I know how much I lean on you, only you can see.
When we come back to Nowisco Weekend, spring weather and a fun movie, Easter eggs and commentary, and our cover story on an Earth Day cleanup with the NFL. This is Nowisco Weekend.
It's been you.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, recycling commentary from Amanda Nimmer. But first, we've got Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
This week's classic pick was inspired by Civic Media's own Joel Karnick of 98Q Country in beautiful Park Falls. I was a recent guest on Joel's show, and we did a top five movie list. His mention of Jim Carrey made me remember one of my all-time favorite films, Dumb and Dumber. The film was released in 1994 and stars Carrey and Jeff Daniels, two lovable characters just dumb enough to be dangerous and with a cumulative IQ of about 50. The two best pals can't catch a break and are so dumb they wouldn't know if they got one anyway. And thank goodness for stupidity, as it brings major laughs in this almost perfect comedy. That's right. Don't let the title fool you. This is actually a very clever and smart comedy. The story is set into motion when limo driver Lloyd drives Mary Swanson, played by Lauren Holly, to the airport. Thinking she left a briefcase behind accidentally, Lloyd springs into action, grabs the briefcase, and tries to catch Mary before she gets on a plane. He fails hilariously and now has a locked briefcase full of ransom money. Lloyd talks Harry into road tripping to Aspen, Colorado in Lloyd's dog-themed car called the Shaggin' Wagon. In this particular scene, the duo pick up a hitchhiker played by Mike Starr, a recent Nightlight guest who is actually trying to hunt them down.
Are you guys going to Davenport? My car died and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers, but I'm gonna go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner. Wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna...
Dumb and Dumber came out in 1994 and immediately established brothers Peter and Bobby Farrelly as rock star comedy writers. As legend has it, the brothers Farrelly leaned on Wisconsin natives David and Jerry Zucker as mentors while trying to get through their first film. It didn't hurt that Ace Ventura, Pet Detective came out and established Carrie as the biggest star in America while in the middle of filming Dumb and Dumber. The Farrellys made it through the project and it was a giant hit, pulling in about $250 million worldwide. Not bad for your first outing as a director if you are Peter Farrelly. There is some great trivia associated with the film. Harry and Lloyd are named after actor and silent film star Harold Lloyd. Nicolas Cage and Gary Oldman were the original choices to play Harry and Lloyd. Dumb and Dumber went to number one on the box office charts, making Carrie the first actor to have three number one hits in the same year, alongside Ace Ventura and The Mask. And maybe my favorite fun fact about the film, the Farrelly brothers did not want Jeff Daniels for the role of Harry. It was Jim Carrey who fought for him. To make Carrey happy, the production made Daniels an extremely low offer of $50,000. Jeff Daniels accepted, to everyone's surprise, including his agent, who thought the film would ruin his career. So having said all that, what are the chances you're going to watch Dumb and Dumber since it's this week's classic movie pick? Likely? 1 in 100? 1 in a billion?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Dumb and Dumber is a comedy classic, and it's this week's classic movie pick. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Earth Day
is a time to take care of Mother Nature, both on the land and in the sky. And boy, does she mix together some interesting concoctions that we have to deal with in the spring. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Coming out of the dead of winter, thawing the ground for growth to potholes on the pavement and wintry mixed messes. Now the temperatures start to even out as we count down the days until the final frost. And with the winds of the seasons changing and storms bringing needed rain in, problems start to arise. Over the past few months, we've had over 500 wildfires in Wisconsin, which have burned over 2,000 acres of our beautiful land and woods, from state parks to prairies. Parts of Wisconsin still remain in a drought. Here's Amy Penn from the Wisconsin DNR.
Yeah, so spring is the number one season for us for wildfires in the Midwest. And that's, you know, coming off of the winter, the snow is melting, the grasses and everything is all brown and dry, it's cured. And so then it, you know, starts to warm up a little bit, gets a little breezy. And then that's when also coincides with when people are cleaning up their yards. Again, back to the debris burning as the number one cause. So yeah, our longest, biggest season is in the spring, generally from March. And then it usually that goes until usually the end of May by the time like everyone's grass is starting to really green up, but it takes even longer in the woods.
And while the recent rain may be helping with the wildfire risk, it's bursting pollen from the budding trees and making allergies even worse. As winds whip them into our deteriorating air quality, it exacerbates our symptoms. Research says that on average, the pollen season is about 3 weeks longer now than it was 50 years ago. You can thank climate change for that, as more and more particles are being produced and released and for longer. Another thing that's happening right now, which is rather magnificent, a massive bird migration. Millions upon millions of them flocked north just over the past week. It's a true sign of spring arriving in the state. And you can also expect some critters to start popping out too, from ticks to bugs and bees. One research facility in our state actually wants you to collect ticks and send them in for research. Because as you know, these creepy crawlies are prone to carrying diseases. And last year, more than 70% found were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were deer or black-legged ticks, which those have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. And the Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks, when before, those were typically found in warmer climates. But now, go figure, they're being spotted up here. And those spread diseases like the meat allergy and the Rocky Mountain spotted fever. All in all, it's in our instincts to crave warmer and brighter weather, especially after a long winter. But it does come back to bite us, from mosquitoes and black flies emerging and more, like rising cold rivers creating hypothermia quicker and flooding concerns with the constant rain. Spring is sprung. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Up next on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story. But first, listen to this audio clip. It's part of a speech by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in support of the first Earth Day. So picture it. It's 1970, and he's focused on finding answers following several environmental catastrophes, including a huge oil spill impacting Santa Barbara's area of California. So here's part of his plea from that time, 55 years ago.
I don't think there's any other issue viewed in its broadest sense, which is as critical to mankind, as the issue of the quality of the environment in which we live. Our goal is not just an environment of clean air and water and scenic beauty. Our goal is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all human beings and all other living creatures. Are we able? Yes. Are we willing? That's the unanswered question.
Again, that's Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson and part of his 1970 speech in support of Earth Day. Nelson later leads the way in creating many of our nation's environmental laws, including the Clean Air, Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, and the Environmental Education Act. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1995 for his Earth Day efforts, and his daughter, Tia Nelson, is based here in Wisconsin. She continues his work here today. This is New Wisco Weekend.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With two of the nine justices dissenting, the U.S. Supreme Court has made an emergency Saturday morning ruling stopping the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, pending further court action. ABC's Selena Wang.
The ACLU saying they're relieved and that these men were in imminent danger of spending their lives in a horrific foreign prison without ever having had the chance to go to court.
The Supreme Court dissenters are Alito and Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance and his family got a tour of the Vatican, but Italian media describe it as very cordial, his meeting with the Pope's second-in-command, discussing migrants, prisoners, and wars. Easter weekend may be anything but peaceful for 30 million Americans in the central U.S. that are right in the zone of some pretty serious storms. Nighttime storms could hit, including tornadoes, flooding, and damaging hail. You're listening to ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's third win in a row. Game two of the three-game series is tonight. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the A's right-hander Luis Severino. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard speaking for the first time since being told the pain in his right leg was due to a blood clot.
It was a little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with, you know, ankle or Achilles, calf, whatever it might be, you know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that. And then you see you have a blood clot, and obviously that's a thing that can affect your life. One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf, and he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. So obviously that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, partly sunny, highs near 56. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Slight chance of a shower on Sunday with a high near 52. It'll be a bit breezy. Showers and storms Sunday night, a low around 41. Rain and 50 for Monday. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the best at arm wrestling?
Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, April 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Wisconsin State Arm Wrestling Championships and Expo in Oshkosh. And this is for everyone, all ages, kids, special abilities, women's, amateurs, men's. So if you think you have what it takes, sign up, try it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. For WGBW and WISS, I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for our cover story. I'm joined today by Dan Beckwith. Dan is the communications specialist for the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance in New Wisco. We're going to talk about Earth Day and a special Earth Day preseason pickup that's happening in connection with the NFL draft coming to the greater Green Bay area this next week. Dan, before we dig into all that great information you have to share with us, tell me a little bit about the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance. What is it? And what does it do?
Yeah, the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is a nonprofit organization who is just dedicated solely to restoring and protecting the waters of the Fox Wolf Watershed. And you may ask, what's a watershed? Well, a watershed is a geographical area where all rain and snowmelt, all water that hits the ground, drains to the same location. For instance, with the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance, basically, if you're in the Appleton, Green Bay TV market, so up to Crandon, through the Fox Valley, down to Fond du Lac, and then up to Green Bay, that's our watershed. And basically, whenever a raindrop falls from the sky onto the ground, it hits the ground, goes into the ground, and washes through various streams and rivers, through the Winnebago system, up the Fox River, and out into the Bay of Green Bay. It's the single largest tributary to Lake Michigan, and I think it's the third largest tributary in all of the Great Lakes. So we have our region is very important for a lot of people, not just here at home, but in the Great Lakes region. So basically what we do is we work with everybody who wants to work with us in making better environmentally conscious decisions when working with water. And that could be farmers, that could be municipalities, that could be just regular Joe Schmoes in their backyard. Because the thing is that water, it connects us all. You may hear that a lot, but it really is the truth. What happens upstream absolutely affects downstream, and we're all in this connected via our water. So we're you may not have heard of us, but we're kind of a big deal. Ow, I don't know if I want to use that, but we cover 10% of the state, and it's like 6,500 square miles, and so it's a we have a big impact, we have a big footprint, and we're doing great work.
And one of the things that I know the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance does is every year there's a big cleanup where you start and everybody goes out and they're cleaning up the waterways and picking up trash and everything. That's coming up. But today I wanted to talk about what you're doing, something called the preseason pickup. It's an Earth Day cleanup along the Fox River Trail, and it's connected to the NFL draft. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay that week of Earth Day. So I think it's April 25th. That whole week is draft week. So all of NFL Nation is coming to Green Bay. I think they said something like, three times of the population will be there at some point. So we thought this would be a great opportunity for us to show how awesome Green Bay is and how well we protect our water. So what better way to do that than to do a fun, easy trail cleanup right along the Fox River, just to make sure that there's no trash, litter that's getting into the rivers, and we're just putting on the best shine on our wonderful, wonderful city of Green Bay before everybody starts coming to town. So
are you expecting football players? I mean, the reason why I say this is I know NFL Green, which is, their environmental focused section of the NFL, it's going to be involved in this. So are you expecting NFL to help out with the pickup?
Yeah, so we are partnering with NFL Green. They were so kind enough to reach out to us and say, hey, let's get together. Let's do something for draft week. So, and I think they're actually also doing tree plantings with the Oneida Nation as well around that time. So they're really making a big impact in our area. As for the NFL, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We're all about clean water, and we'll take all the bodies that we can get. So if this is a body that's 6'4", 250, and they're, you know, they're a fullback, we'll take them. But you could also be 4'10", you know, and 10 years old. I don't know, you know, so it's an event for everybody, no matter what you do. Even if you don't like football, even if you love football, if you love Green Bay, you love the Fox River, come on out, give us a hand and make Green Bay shine for the rest of the nation.
How do people get involved in this? If they want to come out and be a part of the preseason pickup, how do they get involved?
It's super easy. All you got to do is just let us know you're coming. And so you'd have to register at our website, fox-wolf.org, and you'll see a big green tile with the draft logo on it. You give that a click, and then that'll take you to the registration form. Spots are limited. I know we have four sections of the river that we are, or I'm sorry, of the trail that we are cleaning up, and one section is already full. Another section, I think, has three spots left, and then the other two, there's still some spots, but they're going to go fast.
So get in there and get registered for it if you want to participate on this with this on Earth Day, right?
Definitely. It's from 12 to 2, so it's not too much of a time commitment. It should be a beautiful day. So it'll be a good opportunity to get out and clean up our spaces, but also enjoying the beautiful weather. Hopefully, Chris, fingers crossed. I hope I didn't just jinx it for everybody. I'm sorry if it's going to be a bad day that day weather-wise.
Dan, if you jinx the NFL draft, I know people who are going to be so angry with you. They don't want snow on those.
No way. Man, that's when we first heard about the draft coming to town, right? That was my first initial thing. It's like, oh my gosh, it's April. Like, it was like 5 years ago, we got 3 feet of snow in the middle of April. What's going to happen?
But exactly.
From what I can tell by the forecast, it looks pretty good.
Excellent. So that's happening right before the draft. Then kind of almost right after the draft, you guys have another event coming up. And that's the big one that you always do. Tell me just a little bit about that so that we can hit on it.
Yeah, you said it right. That's the big one. It's one of the largest volunteer cleanups in the state. It's the Fox Wolf Watershed Cleanup. And every year, about over 1,500, 1,600 volunteers get together to pick up litter and trash in over 70 locations across our watershed. So that could be parks, trails, riverbanks, all over the place. And so that's actually happening May 3rd. And we have some opportunities for people to still sign up for that as well.
And how do they sign up?
It's the same spot as the preseason pickup. So you go to fox-wolf.org, and there's going to be a tile there that says, a big tile that says watershed cleanup. Give that a click, and then you'll be able to let us know you're coming.
Excellent. Is there anything about either the preseason pickup or about the actual, you know, the big one that you're going to do on May 3rd that you want to mention that we haven't hit on yet?
This is definitely a big collaborative effort, because this is a huge, huge event. The preseason pickup may not be as big, but it's just as important. So it takes a lot of people to make it work and work smoothly. So we definitely want to thank our sponsors and all of our volunteers that sign up. Really, this would not be possible without the people doing it. So again, if you're interested in taking part, picking up some trash, making your little patch of the watershed a little cleaner, please help us out, sign up, and we'd be happy to see you there at the cleanup, at either one, the preseason pickup or the watershed cleanup.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Choo-ba-ba-ba-ba, choo-ba-ba-ba-ba.
They took all
Easter is this Sunday. If you're coloring and hiding Easter eggs, you may feel like you have to take out a loan. Joanne Krulatz has more on egg prices and Easter celebrations.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dyeing everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of the planet Earth. Why? Probably because it houses all of us, gives us air, gives us good weather once in a while. It's a pretty decent place to live. And usually, when you enjoy living somewhere, you want to take care of it, right? You know, like your home, maybe your car, preferably your children, your pets if you have them. But in this instance, it should be planet Earth as well. That should definitely be on your responsibility list. For more than just one day a year, which, by the way, Earth Day is Tuesday, April 22nd. Go plant a tree or something. And take a listen to this while you consider your Earth Day activities. Because I have some massive beef with the Wisconsin recycling programs. Because quite frankly, they suck. Did you know that in Wisconsin, the entirety of the state, they really only accept number 1 and number 2 plastics to recycle? Everything else is trash. And if they're not recycled in a proper way, they will throw them out as well. While 52% of households may be recycling, the percentage of that actually makes it into a recycle facility and not a landfill is significantly lower due to poor practices of recycling or the programs that are offered. Like the fact that, again, Wisconsin only accepts number 1 and number 2 plastics as recyclable materials. And I don't know about you, but when I check my plastics, I have 3s, 4s, and 5s. And it's bothersome. It's bothersome that this crap is going to end up in a landfill. And there's really no incentive other than caring about your planet in order to recycle. It's just not in everyone's front mind. And while places like Milwaukee and Madison have higher percentages than the rest of the state for plastic and garbage that actually makes it to the recycling facilities, it's still not enough. And we can do better. You can do better. You can do better by writing, and I mean this, write to your capital, write to your political leaders and let them know that our recycling programs are absolute trash and we can do better. We can do so much better. For instance, I was in Germany for some time and they pay you to recycle. It's called the Pfand system and it was implemented a handful of years ago and actually they got the idea from Spain. So basically, there is a deposit on all bottles in Germany, which, I mean, it's not even detrimental to the price of the product. And these stores incentivize people to return them by having the Pfandautomaten at the front or the back of every store where you can return the bottles, plastic bottles, aluminum, glass, single-use plastic, cans, and other containers. And it will tally up all the deposits. You will get a receipt and you can take it to a cashier to either cash out or you can use it in the store for groceries or what have you. Does that not sound amazing? And yes, in Wisconsin, you can turn in your aluminum cans to the aluminum facilities and get paid for those. But that's just one option. With the Pfandautomaten, you have several different options. This is what we need. And if we can't get it, then at the very least, we need changes to our recycling program. Because did you know there's 7 different types of plastic out there? And Wisconsin's only taking 1 and 2 out of 7. That's not right. Do yourself a favor, and I say yourself because, again, this is your planet too. Look up the proper way to recycle. Don't just assume the facility is going to do it because, quite frankly, the state doesn't have the budget or the people to sort your garbage for you. It's your responsibility to get it right the first time. And the last time I wrote in, this was the response I got. But if people learned how to recycle better and do it the right way, they would then be able to use more of their own resources toward accepting other plastics. It's got to start with you. So hop to it. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Next, the artist spotlight for the weekend. It's a sibling duo with a unique sound and a fun story. It's on the way and coming up on New Wisco Weekend.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. So our musical spotlight this week features a brother and sister duo that got their start on a whim. They were recent guests on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Here's John Mino and Nettle Hill.
Yeah, we're the band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchoville, Wisconsin.
So Liz, it's you and your brother?
Yes, yeah.
And how's that working out?
Great. I mean, we always got along. I mean, there are a few incidences as right. children, but
are we going there?
Are we going there?
We've been getting along great.
All right, and then you brought this guy in.
Yeah, we're working on the adoption papers.
And John, you're all.
So we grew up 5 miles down the road.
Right. High school.
Really
all see the same age.
Yeah.
Go Panthers.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, that's great. And have you always been in music? You seem like you.
Pretty much, yeah. So I sang, I had like classical training, and JD would like steal my guitar when we were in high school, I think. Yep. And that's how he learned how to play.
I picked this up over the years, and I'm still learning this thing. My biggest fear is like someone really knowing what they're doing, hearing me, like, oh,
well,
whatever you're doing,
there's some great sounds coming out of it. Tell us about your history. How did you guys get, you know, how'd you put it all together and make some money doing music?
We're still working on that part.
Yeah, everybody says
that.
A lot of money. I said making money.
Kind of a drunken night. I was at a show in Manitowoc, and the bands were playing, and I walked up to like the promoter of that event, and I said, "Hey, you know my brother JD? Yeah, we sing together, and we're in a band. We could open, you know, for one of your shows." And he's like, "Cool, that's awesome." 2 days later, he books us, but I hadn't told JD that we were a band yet.
Totally.
Yeah, you listen to your sister. Yeah.
So then we had to do all the things, come up with the name, and get our 45-minute set list, and then we just went
like
from there.
That? Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Tell me about the name.
Yeah, Nettle Hill. We were looking for a band name because we just made up a band on a whole cloth. We better have a name. Right around the time we were looking for a name, there's an article in our Herald Times newspaper about the history of Cato, which is a town not too far from where I grew up. And that town's name was originally Nettle Hill. She sends me that and says, "What do you think about that?"
Wow, is that
there's
cool.
Our name.
We're the band Nettle Hill. This is our song, 7 Years.
Beautiful.
Been tied down 7 years.
me way back in my prime. Long black hair and nothing but time. I did my hair just yesterday. Looked down at my hand and found my first gray. Where's the time go? I guess nobody knows. Neither do I. Forever feels like nothing when you got nothing but time. Forever feels so far away. But who knew forever meant until you get old? A little bit colder and gray. Hey, yeah. Stop till we get to the door. He said he loves me, but I know he's a liar. When he looks at me, I feel the fire. I'm a long, long way from home. I'm not sleeping on my own. He ain't gotta know.
All did right. You write that?
I wrote that.
You wrote that one. That is so cool. Tell us again about your voice training, though. What a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had some lessons in high school. I think classical training is the way to go, no matter what, you know, avenue you go. I'd love to go back for some more vocal training, I think.
Right.
You know.
When are you guys going to have some? When are you going to drop an album?
We got one out from a couple years ago. We recorded it during the pandemic or whatever.
Really?
So 2020. Yep. It's on all the streaming things and such. So that was on there. But we're just about done with we're finishing up the second one.
We've got our music on, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all the places you can get it. You can buy our CD on our website, nettlehillband.com. We've got the one out right now, and we've got another one in the works very soon.
When you came to me, brokenhearted, lonely man nursing cold.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend. Our Earth Day, Easter, and NFL draft issue. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Joanne Krulatz, Pete Schwabba, and our commentator, Amanda Nimmer. If there's something you'd like to hear again, just visit civicmedia.us and click on our podcast. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days, that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Burning the midnight oil at the U.S. Supreme Court this morning.
Overnight, in a temporary move, the Supreme Court blocking the deportation of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act, a centuries-old law that provides little to no due process.
ABC's Selena Wang, the ACLU, filed this emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on word that a new flight of migrants was about to be shipped out today from a detention center in North Texas. A Vatican release on the day before Easter lists Pope Francis as imparting the end of mass blessing tomorrow, but the press office says they'll wait until then to see if he's physically up for it. America has one rare earth mine, only one, in California. It is fielding orders from anxious companies since China responded to President Trump's tariffs by limiting exports of heavy metals. The California mine says it can't keep up with demand. This is ABC News.